Welcome back to Lay of the Land. And my guest tonight, Jerry Apps, well-known author and producer of TV programming on rural Wisconsin. And Jerry, we want to also give notice to the audience of your book, The Old Farm Country Cookbook. People might want to find that at their local library or local bookstore and check out the menu for Thanksgiving, in that we will be talking about the menu and the preparation of food for the Thanksgiving meal when we do our special program, which will be pre-recorded for Thanksgiving Day. So again, we want to remind our audience, tune in on Thanksgiving evening at 7 for that special show. So we'll go back to discussion about the future of Wisconsin agriculture. We're certainly in a transitional period here where people are experimenting really with some different approaches, as you outlined. More people are getting into organic farming. There has been pretty good money in getting into organic dairy production. And then, of course, we have kind of a unique situation where we've got a lot of Amish folks who are can really fit a lot of the aspects of organic dairying. And some parts of our state, there's quite a sizable Amish community out there producing milk and meat and also many other handicrafts, woodworking and all kinds of things in their community. So we have a very diverse agricultural community that's developing. So any thoughts, Jerry, on any directions? You've been involved in the university. What directions do you see the university helping to develop new directions in agriculture?
There are a couple of things I would mention. I should have mentioned when I was mentioning some of the other alternatives that are emerging. We have, in Wisconsin, we have become the largest dairy goat state in the nation. Can you believe that? We have more dairy goats than any other state. And thus we have, not only goat milk, which has it's quite different from cow's milk. There are those who are lactose intolerant, meaning that they have difficulty digesting cow's milk, where goat milk has a different composition and is more easily digested. And we have emerging, can you believe this, some dairy sheep projects as well. So that's what's going on. Now, where the university is making some wonderfully interesting strides is that they are looking specifically. There's a special program looking at the dairy industry, and especially at cheese and cheese making. And we have, can you believe this? We have at this time some 600 different kinds of cheese. And cheese has, we have been, can you believe this? Since 1910, Wisconsin has been the leading producer of cheese, and it continues to be so. We are not the leading producer of milk, interestingly enough. That happens to be California. But we are and continue to be a producer of cheese. And all these different kinds of cheeses, I mean, people love it. And that is one of the very positive things that's moving forward. And the university, the College of Ag and Life Sciences, has been a leader in helping to develop and promote and encourage the dairy industry and especially the cheesemakers to participate in this program. So cheese is clearly one of the bright spots as we look at the future of the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
That's really good to know, and an encouraging highlight in as we look to the future. So young people could look to get involved in various aspects of cheese making and the raising of cattle for the cheese making industry. So that's cool. So I want to introduce the trivia question so that we get that out early tonight. The trivia question for this week is, what year was the REA, that's the Rural Electrical Authority, created? And you can call me or email me. You can email me at nptim, D-I-M-M, 571, at gmail.com. Again, that's nptim, T-I-M-M, 571, at gmail.com, and tell me what the answer to that question is. So, there you go. So, Jerry, the we're going to wrap up here shortly. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
Well, I would like to invite people to look at my website. It's just www.jerryapps, all one word, JerryApps.com. And there you will see a discussion of my various books, the reviews of them, my TV shows, and you can tune in, you can click on, I write a weekly blog about something that's related to agriculture. The Wisconsin State Farmer newspaper runs my blog as a column every week. So you can learn about all of that by going to apps.com, which is my website.
That's good,
and
Jerry.
We're
coming to an end, so thank you so much, Jerry, for being on my show. I want to thank all my listeners, and we'll see you soon.